Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
Up. It is a Friday, y'all. We're getting you ready for your sporting weekend. My name is Rick Tittle, and it's nice to have you with us in my customary time slot, 9-noon Pacific time. What you doing? It's time to drop it. Well, not if you're driving. Hold on to that wheel. But we want to talk sports with you, and if you want to talk about the debate, you are in the wrong place, unless you want to talk about sports debate. Who's better, LeBron or Jordan? That's actually worse than a political debate. Who's better? So I'd rather not do that. But everything else, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, I'm down. Everybody notice that I'm up for it and I'm down for it mean the exact same thing? Dude, we're all going surfing. Are you in? I'm down for it. We're all going surfing. I'm up for it. It's the same thing. But anyway, I'm up for it. I'm down for it. Whatever you want to talk about. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. On the American Forces Radio Network. United States Army. Navy, Air Force, Marines, you guys are doing a great job. Whatever branch you are with, even Space Force. Anybody with Space Force yet? I would love to hear from somebody from Space Force just to see what you're talking about. That would be pretty cool. But anyway, if you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. It is a Friday. That means we're going to check in first hour with Jan Wall, the film critic. We'll have a little Hollywood types coming in. Bill Wellman and Mark Weber will join us. We're going to start off the show with Rick Ness. That's right. This show sometimes gets a little Rick Ness. This is Rick Ness from Gold Rush on Discovery. That's going to be debuting tonight, a brand new season. Val Berry, our buddy from Puck Junk, will join us. A doctor from Ohio State and comedian Melinda Hill, the lovely and talented in the third hour. Picks as well. Come on back.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31 while supplies last. In-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Oh, handsome and genius. That's a lot to live up to, but it's your words, not mine, myself. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us, and as I said, Rick's picks as well. That's where I'm going to tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. Coming up this segment, we're hoping to have Rick Ness from Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, and when we get him, we'll throw them on the air, Rick's picks as well. We did have a couple of games in the National Football League, we got to see, a game. We got to see the Eagles and the Giants, which on paper did not look good. And it ended up being pretty exciting for those of you who watched. I think probably the number one choice would have been the Borat movie, and then the game, and then third would have been the debate, which I heard was more civil, which was nice. I guess the woman running that thing did a good job. But as I said, I am not super interested in that. The Eagles, though, kept their season alive by coming back to beat the division rival Giants with some exciting plays down the stretch and Carson Wentz making some nice throws. But this is always going to be remembered now as the Daniel Jones stumble game. And that is, he looked like he was about to score an 85-yard touchdown, and he fell over his own feet on the 12-yard line. And it's humiliating, and he'd have to win not one but two Super Bowls for us not to have that be the number one thing that we think of. And he was gone, too. There was no one, as Satchel Paige would say, gaining on him. Didn't look like he was in type of trouble at all. But as he broke free, he stumbled over his own feet. Now, before I laugh, and all I could think of was when someone sent me that highlight last night was, oh, no, and laugh. His own teammates were laughing at him. He got to the sideline. He had a chuckle. His own coach was laughing at him. The good thing for Daniel Jones is that four plays later, they did score a touchdown. And when you lose a game by 1 point, 22-21. Had that turned into a field goal, that wouldn't have been as funny today. but still, I have to raise my hand because one time when I was playing quarterback in high school when I was 16, we were playing against Bishop O'Dowd, which is a Catholic high school in Oakland. And I was quarterback, and I was running free and clear of the end zone. Now, I was already on my own 15, I think, so it was right near the goal. But as I ran in, I was trying to avoid a tackle, and my knee hit the football, and I basically bounced it out of my hands. And then it was rolling around in the end zone, and I was looking, and I'm like, there it is, and I'm about to pounce on it, and no, the other team got it. And I came over to the sideline, and we had already well and won the game by then. That's why I basically would just call my own play, and every play I would call was a quarterback sneak. I just wanted to run it. But I fumbled into the end zone. Now, that's when I was 16, and that still kind of haunts me a little bit. Like I said, we won the game. Still kind of haunts. But on the other side, this wasn't on national TV. And Daniel Jones on the day, you'd say 4 carries for 92 yards. What that should say is 1 carry and then 3 panicky running past the line of scrimmage types of plays. As I said, we'll get into Rick's picks. I was watching, as I like to do a lot, European soccer, especially English soccer. But I was watching the Europa League yesterday, right at noon it started. And my team, Tottenham Hotspur, was hosting LASK, which is a team from Linz. Linz is a city in Austria. And Tottenham's group that they are in, with Ludogorets and Linz and Royal Antwerp, it is a big fish in a small pond, and they should win that group. No excuses. But they were showing during the post-game show in England, they always like to show NFL scores. And it was funny because I could see the standings, and it just had names of teams. And it was too great because it said on the side of the screen, NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, football team. Because they are the Washington football team. But it was just funny to see people in a foreign country just list Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, football team. Well, it is the stark laughingstock of the pointy football world. And Dallas at 2-4 in first place. By the way, Philadelphia, not out of it. Had the Giants won that game, they wouldn't have been out of it. And by the way, the Giants are only a game back at 1-5, as is Washington. It's pretty insane that they're only a game back. So these are the types of things that, you know, during the regular season, you're like, you forget about it. But this could make the difference in the entire season. And plus, Carson Wentz, I'm a big Carson Wentz defender. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. And he made some great plays, and he had some guys making some good catches. But you just wonder about people and their teams about just being on the brink. And if you go by market and you look at New York versus Philadelphia, I mean, not just the rivalry, but the market, you know, my gosh. But team-wise, this was a stinker. So it's good that they actually put up a fight. And the Giants and the Redskins are tied for last place at 1-5, even though they're only a game back. And if you go by point differential, Washington's a minus 54 and the Giants are a minus 51. And yet, they can still make the playoffs. I think it would be hilarious if Dallas got in as the division champs at 6-10. And it is possible for that to happen. Now, we have had a 500 team make the playoffs at 8-8, 1-7-9, but we've never had a 6-10. And if we have, that would be news to me. I'm just assuming we've never had a 6-10. I think I would have remembered that. But it's possible now, and these games do matter. But I just wonder, as you look in the mirror here on October 23rd and say, are we done? You know, Halloween is coming up. And are we already done like 8 days before Halloween? If the San Francisco 49ers, who are in last place in the West, were in the East, they would be in first place by a full game at 3-3. So wild card wise, unfortunately, an NFC East team will make the playoffs. There will be no wild cards from that division. So if you're the Niners, the wild cards you're worried about are actually the two teams ahead of you in your own division and someone between Chicago and Green Bay. And that's discounting New Orleans. So it's not going to be easy, even with four division and you take one and you throw it out. But that means that there's going to be maybe a Niner team, Arizona, New Orleans, maybe even the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to be sitting there probably at 9-7, and you're going to have a 6-10 team go in. And you know what people are going to want to do? They're going to want to change the rules. Because it's the Cowboys, they'll probably get a little bit of a pass. I just assume it's going to be the Cowboys. All right, no Rick Ness, which is very rare. The Discovery Channel is usually pretty on it, so whatever happened, happened there. But when we come back, we'll have Jan Wall and director Bill Wellman. I'll build the Hollywood Maverick. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey. Want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is a Friday in our first hour. We like to check in with our favorite film critic in California, Jan Wall. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right. A little tired. I'm sorry I watched that debate last night. Ugh, Nightmare Central. But the good news is that there's YouTube. Man, there's YouTube. So I got up at like 3 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And, oh, the YouTube was great. I found silly and funny and weird. And we could talk about that when we have time.
All right, we will. But we're very excited to welcome our first guest today. And that is William Wellman Jr. Bill Wellman,
Bill,
the son of the legendary Wild Bill, who also had a fantastic career and has a book coming out. Bill, welcome to the show. When you were growing up, the movie stars in your neighborhood and dropping by the house, I mean, you have to write a book, don't you?
Well, it seemed at the time I didn't realize how unusual it was. But, I mean, within two streets, either east or west, we had Tyrone Power, Gary Cooper, Frank Capra, we had Robert Walker married to Jennifer Jones, we had John Payne married to Ann Shirley, we had Nelson Eddy, the great singing star of the MGM musicals. It was just, you know, full of these people. Hopalong Cassidy was my favorite.
Oh, God. You know, people probably thought, wow, and we had Wild Bill Wellman. I mean, he was really notorious, famous. Last night, knowing you were going to come on, and also just because you're my friend and colleague, I looked up Wild Bill movies and Wild Bill anecdotes. Oh, man, this guy was really out there. He must have been calmer at home, but he made, by the way, people, look up Wild Bill Wellman. He made my favorite film, one of my top five ever, The Oxbow Incident. What a gutsy, relevant movie, right, Bill?
Yeah, that was a fabulous movie, and when you think of he directed the film that won the first Academy Award for Best Picture, Wings,
right.
In 1927, and pictures like Public Enemy that made a star of James Cagney, the original A Star Is Born, Nothing Sacred,
right.
You know, Battleground, The
yep.
High and the Mighty, Roxy Hart, how about that one?
That's,
you know,
right,
so
which later
films.
Became Chicago. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this guy was just remarkable. Plus, why did they call him Wild Bill?
Well, he actually got the nickname as a fighter pilot in the First World War. When he was sent to his first squadron, and the very first air conflict he had was he volunteered to be a one-man dawn patrol and flying over to the enemy airfield, the closest one, and strafing and bombing it. And he barely got back because it was a little too far away for the gasoline and the plane. But after that, the commandant said, "That's Wild Bill."
Mm-hmm.
And he kept it when he got to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bill, that must have been extra poignant for you when you played in Lafayette Escadrille with Tab Hunter and Clint Eastwood, because those were American pilots in those biplanes.
Yes. Yeah, they were. My father actually trained with some of the members of the Lafayette, the very famous Lafayette Escadrille, but there was no more room when he finished his flight training, and he was sent to a French squadron in what was called the Lafayette Flying Corps. And he was stationed in Lunéville, which is southeastern France. And he became an ace. So he was shot down. He had 6 major air crashes during the war and 1 afterwards.
Wow. And, you know, you can see this in Wings, in the film Wings, which is available if you go into the Internet. And Wings has the most remarkable fighting sequences ever put in the air, ever.
Oh, you know, Tony Scott, who directed Top Gun, before he started Top Gun, he got I guess it was a DVD of Wings.
Right.
And studied it, you know, even though, of course, jets travel at a different speed than the old World War One planes, but he wanted to see the composition and how it all worked out. And and we interviewed him for the documentary on my father, and he said that he thought it was the most incredible, you know, gathering of planes and the dogfights in Wings.
Pretty
That's good. Fascinating. And we're speaking with William Wellman, by the way, Jr. Bill, a lot of times, you know, when we grow up, we go out on dates with the girls who live on our street. And did you happen to go on a couple dates with Henry Fonda's daughter?
Yes, I did. She, the Fondas lived just a couple of streets from us. And after the Oxbow incident, my father and Henry Fonda became close friends, and they used to swap, you know, parties and everything like that. And I met Jane the first time I was aware of it. I think I was eight or 9 years old, and I thought she was absolutely fabulous at that age. And even later, we met up again, and we dated when we were 18, and she was now an actress. And I always thought she was absolutely gorgeous. She still is. She was very intelligent and much more mature than I at the time. You know, she's talking about, you know, famous plays and books, and I'm talking about baseball and Mom's apple pie. You know, we did get along, and we did see each other quite a bit.
Wow, it's incredible. So what's this, you know, I have to know everything new you're doing because I follow you, watch you, listen to you, study you, and all of the things about your incredible father. So what are you working on now?
Well, actually, since we're staying at home, I find more things to do here. Now, what I'm doing is my book, Wild Bill Wellman, Hollywood Rebel, paperback version has been sold to the University Press of Kentucky, and they're going to do a February launch of
great,
the book.
Great book. I mean, great.
The book is, I've sold over 3,000 hardback copies, and and I take the book with me every time I do a film festival or any kind of an event, and people really like the book. I'm very pleased with it. It took me 25 years to get it published, but you know, it finally happened. So I'm looking forward to the paperbacks.
Great.
And Bill, in your family, when you're sitting around the Christmas hearth or whatever it is, all your siblings, do you ever argue about who's the best actor? Because you guys all worked in the business.
Well, no, we don't do that. We just talk about. Mainly we talk about the people that we knew and worked with. That's always, in fact, my next book is going to be about those kinds of people.
Good.
Not just the ones in the neighborhood, but people that I actually worked with. I mean, I worked with Greer Garson, Fred McMurray, John Wayne, you know, Robert Stack, Gregory Peck. So I have stories about those people and the films that I worked on with
them. I like James Garner too in Darby's Rangers. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was very unusual because my father made a deal with Warner Brothers in order to do a picture that meant so much to him, which ended up being called the Lafayette Escadrille. but it was pretty much truncated by Jack Warner. But one of the concessions that he made was that he would do a film for Jack Warner, and he did Darby's Rangers. Now, Jack Warner said to him, well, I'll cast the star, and you can cast the rest of the roles. And so Warner was having trouble. He was going between Charlton Heston and Burt Lancaster and trying to work out something, and my father wouldn't wait. So he sent his assistant director out to the back lot of Warner's, where the cast, including myself, we were going through basic training. We had a Marine Corps trainer out there teaching us about being a Marine, and the assistant director came out on the back lot, and he said, Wellman is not going to wait for Charlton Heston or Burt Lancaster to be signed, so everybody move up one part. And we were standing in a line, like we thought we were soldiers then, and that meant that James Garner, who was like the second lead, he moved up to the lead.
Wow.
And other people moved up too, and I said, well, what about me? And they said, no, you stay Eli Clatworthy, who was the name of the player that I was originally cast to play. So,
all right, well,
unfortunately, and that was Garner's first
unfortunately,
movie,
you know? Unfortunately, Bill, we have to leave it there. We've got to run to a break, but thank you so much for your time. William Wellman Jr., we really appreciate it.
I enjoyed
thank
it,
you,
and
Bill.
I always love to be anywhere near Jan. She's wonderful.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Take care.
That is a great compliment. All right, we've got our next guest coming up, Jan. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, come up.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402.
That's 877-360-0402.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the world on Sports Byline and the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show writer, director, actor Mark Weber. He's here to talk about his new movie, of which he's done all of that with, The Place of No Words, it is called, and it opens today, video on demand, and in theaters as well. This is truly a family affair with your wife, Teresa Palmer, and also your own child. And this really comes from the heart. I know we say that a lot, but this is really true, isn't it, Mark?
It is. Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here, first of all. And it is. It is definitely straight from my family's heart and soul and out there now in the world for everyone.
Can you explain a little bit to us, Mark, about it?
Yeah, so the film is what I like to call almost a positive meditation on death. And it is my attempt at trying to create a window into these unquestionable answers of where do we go when we die and how do we all get here and the beautiful stories that we all tell each other about that, and the faith and the belief systems that we create surrounding that, and it's all meant to be told through the eyes of a child who happens to be my actual son, Bodie, and when he was 3 years old.
Wow.
And by the way, your wife Teresa, I loved her in Berlin Syndrome. If you could just pass that along, I thought she was fantastic in that.
Oh, thank you. No, that movie is so intense, and she did give such an incredible performance in that film. I definitely will tell her that.
So your son asks you, where do we go when we die? And you're like, well, no one knows, but why don't we explore it? Was that kind of the genesis of this film?
Yep, that's the perfect way of putting it. When you become a parent as well, you become really acutely aware of your own mortality, and in watching my children start to develop certain vulnerabilities and fears surrounding leaving this earth or having loved ones leaving this life, there are things that you start to talk about, just as a parent. And we in our household like to stay open and think about those things in a way that's maybe a bit different, and that's why we made a film about it.
Mm. With a child, you have to do take after take, I would think. And I would think that maybe not, because you need that spontaneity, but, man, the death and dying things are very profound for a child, very serious.
Yeah, I know. I think we didn't. With this film, we couldn't do so many takes. We couldn't repeat things so much, because you're right, it would. It would start to tarnish and lose that sense of reality, that we were going for. So, it took a lot of prep and movie magic to make it seem way more intense than it really was.
And in this film, you do get into the sort of the fantasy realm with mythical creatures. And so, how did you draw the line between, I don't want this to get too spacey, but I don't want it to be too banal either. Like, what do you kind of get that right sweet spot?
Well, that was it. That was the challenge, I think it just came from, a purity of intention with our overall approach. And I think because we were willing to really jump in and explore these things and attempt to also make the fantasy elements feel like reality and vice versa and blur those lines, I think it, I don't know, it protected us in a way of making it, you know, not, you know, the not as meaningful, you know, as it could have been, you know.
You know, Mark, there's movies that have been made about this. Heaven by Diane Keaton and Happy, a documentary about where in the world people find innate happiness. It's not where you expect. So there have been movies about that, but I don't remember it from a child's point of view.
Yeah, you know, I know it's definitely, I think it's the through line of a lot of different films that maybe mm-hmm, not even on mm-hmm. the surface seems like it, you know, this, these mm-hmm. big existential questions and, but you're right. I, in my recent memory, I haven't seen a film that addresses, you know, what we attempt to address in this film and the way in which we do.
We're speaking with Mark Weber, the movie The Place of No Words. It opens today. You know, it's funny, Mark, when I saw the synopsis of this, it reminded me of years ago when I was a substitute teacher, and I asked the class if they had any questions, and these were some real little kids, and a little girl raised her hand and said, "Why do we die?" And I was like, nobody knows. Okay, open your books to page 12. You know, you just kind of brush it aside. But that's what we do. We brush it aside because we don't have a real answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's, and I think it's a beautiful thing to explore, and I love how children just say the most poignant, real things and have a tendency to meet things really head on and want to jump into the really tough, difficult things that we as adults, yes, we have a tendency to kind of stuff down and avoid as we get older. And so it was really deeply fulfilling to go through this experience with my son and to see how his mind and his heart processes these things and in turn, you know, created a piece of art to share with the world, to hopefully resonate with folks and create more dialogue within your own family.
Right, so people should watch it with their family.
Yeah, we've had...
I believe. You know, I wish I had seen this movie when I was younger and I lost my father, because it took me a lot of years to come to grips. And if I had started earlier just thinking about this kind of stuff, I think it could have been helpful.
Yeah, that's beautiful mm-hmm. to hear.
And your son, by the way, he looks like someone that's already would have been casted. I mean, he's got that very cute Hollywood look. Are you a little bit cautious now with other people saying, "Hey, that kid from that Place of No Words movie, that's the one I want"?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, thank you. Yeah, no, I knew, you know, I knew Bodhi would be perfect for it, and you're right, and his long hair at the time and his, you know, sweet angelic face and his innocence
right.
and openness. But we are really supportive and open in our household with what our children want to do in life. And so, you know, if Bodhi expresses that, "Hey, I want to continue doing this," we'll support him. But I think we have been really good in our family navigating through all of the weird pitfalls and trappings of the industry. So I think we have good ways to protect our kids if they want to get involved in this industry. But we're allowing them to kind of come to those choices themselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when you produce and direct and write and star, do you get a minute's sleep, or is it more calming knowing that you don't have to ask other people what you're allowed to do?
I mean, it's definitely pretty grueling. It's really relentless. There, I'll often wake up on a shoot day and I have to remind myself, "Hey, man, you wanted this. you asked for this. You created this." Yeah, so, you know, shooting-wise is always really challenging, but again, you know, I think the film exists in a different space where it's, you know, it's not like a bunch of executives from a studio getting together and wanting to make a product to put out there. You know, this was a real work of art with people who care about art and filmmaking. And so in that way, you know, showing up and knowing that I'm with a group of artists who are, you know, on this relentless pursuit of exploring something different and creating something unique, that definitely gave me bursts of energy when I needed it.
And so what type of response have you gotten? Because this isn't just a movie that you're starring in. I mean, this is a piece of you and your family. So I'm sure that the reviews mean a lot more to you this time.
They do. You know, they always do. I just feel so grateful to be in a position where I can make work and share it with the world. And people want to talk about it. And the reviews so far have been extraordinary, and the anticipation for the film has been really high. And waking up this morning to even more beautiful reviews and people reaching out to me on social media, letting them know, you know, just the amount of impact the film has had with them is just so beautiful and so encouraging, and gives me, you know, that boost that I need to continue on and want to stay at this thing. So I feel so lucky and so happy about it all.
Well, I want to remind everybody to check it out, because it is coming out today, video on demand in select theaters as well. It's called The Place of No Words, starring veteran actors Mark Weber and his lovely and talented wife, Teresa Palmer, and Bodie Palmer, who steals this movie as well. Congratulations on this, Mark.
Congratulations, Mark. Oh, fabulous. Oh,
thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. No problem at all. And Jan, we'll get a review from you on the other side.
Okay. Look there.
All right. Let's do it. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Rick Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
And we have a couple minutes left with Jan Wall. Jan, what should we watch or should not be watching?
Okay, well, I'm all excited, Rick, because I'm going to start binging something tonight. It's on Netflix called Oktoberfest. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds great. 1900 in Munich. Okay, takes place 1900 in Munich, and this man decides he wants to become a Bavarian millionaire by starting a huge beer conglomeration in Munich, 1900. It just sounds like everything I like, period. Munich, which is a place I've spent time and am quite fascinated by, and the story of a beer mogul. I mean, Oktoberfest. And I went to Oktoberfest in Munich. So I'm going to see this thing. It's on Netflix, which is great. I also just watched The Windsors. I binged it. It's 6 episodes, also on Netflix. But it's 2020. It was just made. It's all these letters they just found with that crazy nut who was supporting Hitler, who, thank God, ended up marrying out of his class and had to leave being king. And it's just great to see what he went through in some of his newer letters. And what a jerk. We are so lucky that he got out of being king. And instead, Elizabeth II's father became king. Because, wow, what a story. So that's called The Windsors. Also, Netflix. So between YouTube and Netflix, I seem to be doing well.
So you're not a big fan of Wallace Simpson?
Oh, no, no, no. She's an anti-Semite and pro-Nazi. Had an affair with von Ribbentrop. Was very supportive of her husband being pro-Nazi. I mean, if they had, if she had become queen and, you know, he was king, they would have let the Nazis in. And they said, oh, we would have never had the Blitz. Yeah, but we would have all probably been marching with, you know, the far-right extremists.
Or as they said in 1941, we'd all be eating raw fish heads and rice.
And some of us would be dead.
On that happy note, have a wonderful week. Have you seen the new Borat movie?
Oh, I can't wait this weekend. Oh, I'm so excited. And it's got all this new publicity. Oh, I'm sure Borat himself is so excited. It turns out Rudy Giuliani's in it. And he thought Borat was a real guy.
Yeah, and apparently Rudy Giuliani started to get his ding-dong out with his daughter in the room.
Know,
that's a big controversy, so
we'll
check that out as well.
Well, he and his friend both are rather lascivious, you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then Borat put out a thing today saying, buddy, Rudy Giuliani will reach into his legal briefs and whip out his subpoenas. All right, Jan, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye, Rick.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.